At this time, we're going to take questions, and shortly we will take you on a meditation, and we'll take you through those steps. So, who would like to begin?
Hi, Glexis.
Hello.
This is Kevin. This is very, very timely for me, and as it always is, interesting synchronicity. Thank you for producing this in my reality at this time. What is going on with me, specifically having to do with the financial abundance that you told us not to focus on, which is exactly what I want to do, is focus on it.
It's all right to focus on it, but you just don't want to focus on the lack part of it.
Okay. That makes sense. So here's what's going on with me. I seem to be going through great financial income and great financial non-income. Case in point, I have a very big check on its way, a huge check actually, but it isn't here yet. It'll be another few weeks. And until then, I have literally like $14 in my bank account. So, you know, it's one of these feast and famine type of things. And that seems to be a pattern in my existence or my belief system, I guess. The interesting thing with this, though, is I really feel like I'm really close to popping through, if you will, and really manifesting some big stuff, specifically financially, but in other areas, creatively, technology, a bunch of different things. I feel like I'm close, but it hasn't been there yet, so I start to question myself, just like what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not here yet, so I got to come up with plan B, and what am I going to do about next month, and, you know, exactly. Everything you talked about was very timely, so thank you again for that, but that synchronicity. So do you have any words of wisdom that'll try to get it into my brain this time, so I can, because I get what you're saying. It's there's a lot of profundity in what you're saying. I really
well.
Get
what
it.
You what we would suggest that yes, there are certain actions it would be wise probably for you to take between now and the time that the check comes in, but to allow the check to come in without any further delays, right? Because in a sense, this check has had some delays to it, so it's going to come. But what you want to do is to get into this waiting space in a totally empowered and free and joyous and safe and trusting mode. Now, yes, you will have to do some actions, but first, get that feeling. Hmm. First, get that you are a divine being. This is an illusion. It's all a part of a game that you've been playing. And you're creating in it, and you're a very creative person, right?
Yeah.
All right? So you get that. And then you trust, start just really allowing your, to think about how the universe really supports you. It'll support you right now, tomorrow, the next day, next week, next month, next year. It will support you if you will let it. Mm. Okay? Just to, what would that feel like if you really knew that?
You know, honestly, today I really am getting more so the power of, you know, the power of what you just said.
Good.
How strong we really are, and mm-hmm. that we're really manifesting everything we see, and this
That's
is
right.
our reality. And you know, mm-hmm.
Once you think something is a pattern, once you do it twice, maybe you say, that's what seems to happen to me. Mm-hmm. So it keeps happening. So. Here you are, you have manifested your pattern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Extreme highs, lows, you know,
yeah,
that kind
yeah.
of thing. And what your reality, loving as it is showing you, is saying, in those places where you have the lows, is where you start focusing. What do I do there where I have the lows?
Mm.
Right? And how do I handle that? What do I, you know, I feel abandoned. What, blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. And so your monkey mind is in there, okay? And so what we suggest is that you just kind of sit down and kind of like a mental meditation, just listen to the monkey mind tell you all the crap. This is your pattern, and this is the way it always seems to be, and you've got to work out of this pattern, and you've got to bust this pattern, you've got to da 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 da. And then you start laughing and saying, okay, I don't think it has to be a pattern at all, but I'm going to let it go now. I'm going to stop thinking about it. I'm going to start thinking about and feeling, okay, reality, you support me, you love me, you nurture me. I'm going to just get into what that feels like, just to know I'm safe and that tomorrow, somehow or another, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Right?
When I look back at past events, things do take care of themselves. So
they
I
do.
Look back and I go, oh, yeah, that, you know, I was challenged, but then something resolved and things
yeah.
take care of themselves. Maybe not to my preference level, but definitely to my need level.
Well, yes, your needs are addressed by your reality. That's why some people live on the financial bottom line, you know, survive on the survival line.
Right.
Because they have just enough trust in the need being there. And the arrangement that you have is that your needs will be filled, survival need will be filled until such time you choose to die. Right?
But we'd like to break that into the preference level instead of the need level.
Of course. Of course. But the fact is that so many people keep focusing on, why am I always here at this low level, and focusing on trying to fix that level and trying to figure out what's wrong there and all that kind of stuff. Hmm. Or trying to escape from there. You know, like through booze or, you know, smoke some pot, you'd be happy. No thoughts about it. But the thing is that there is that bottom, that sense of scarcity, the amount of time that you spend focused on the lack needs to be very, very small and insignificant compared to the amount of time you spend focused on knowing and feeling and allowing yourself to perceive that it's natural for you to be loved and supported and you're safe and your needs are met by a loving reality.
Wow.
Okay. Spend your time focusing there.
Yes.
Now, you will have to make some choices about what to do from moment to moment, to deal with this, to deal with that, you know, food, you know, basics, blah, 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 and so on. As you do that, though, as you make those decisions, let yourself remember your reality is loving and supportive and wants you to have everything you want, everything you desire. Okay? Just know that you're safe. It's all going to be okay. In retrospect, it always has been.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So bring that knowing into the present.
Okay.
It's just fine. It's just fine. Okay, so you only have $14. Just fine.
Mm.
You'll be okay.
I get it. And I, yes.
And what will happen is that you might think about something and some kind of magic will show up for you.
Mm.
Anticipate that magic is working.
I've been doing that lately.
Yeah.
I've been doing that lately.
Good.
I've
magic
been,
is working
yeah.
behind the scenes. You don't see the magic.
Mm.
But, for example, all of a sudden you occur, oh, yeah, so-and-so borrowed, you know, $30 from me, and so-and-so says, here's your $30. Oh, well, that's handy.
Mm-hmm.
What a good time for this $30 to come back,
mm-hmm.
right? And maybe with some interest, yeah. But then, or maybe you realize, maybe you're going and you're putting your pants into to laundry and you feel something in a pocket and you pull out a $20 bill. I never put money in my pant pockets. How did that $20 bill come in? Shh, shh. Don't get your mind onto it.
Mm-hmm.
It might just be magic. Okay?
I get it. I really get it. It's okay. Yeah, we're more powerful than we think we are.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and the mind would want to analyze it. That's not possible.
Yeah.
Miracles are not possible. But with magic, if you let it, if you start allowing yourself to receive magic, and just know it's there, start looking, okay, because whatever you look for, there's an easy solution here. Something elegant, something easy is going to come. There's some magic here. I'm going to look for it. Okay?
Okay. And thank you, universe, for that exclamation point. I think it was very timely.
Made
you.
Everybody jump.
Yeah. Thank you, Glexus. Thank you very much.
All right. You're certainly welcome, dear one. Who else?
Thank you. Hello, Glexus. It's Pam.
Hello.
I want to ask a sort of expanded question on this because it's something that that I have been unable to grasp to date. Another friend told one, has spoken about the fact that you can allow others to be real in your illusion. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
All right. You can allow others to be real to the extent that you can allow yourself to connect to the love. So the love is what's the real stuff.
Right.
Okay. When you allow someone to love you, when you can feel the connection of love between you and these other beings that you've created in your reality,
yes.
Okay, you are connecting to the realness. You can allow them to love you. You can allow yourself to feel love. You can allow yourself to give love and feel that love. And when you have this person around you and you can feel that love, you're in touch with realness. That's what your friend is saying.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Not yet, but I'm going to sit with it.
Now, also recognizing that making someone else, quote-unquote, real in your reality is a choice of yours, right?
Yes.
And there's also going to be a look at, and your mind's going to dance all around this one, as what it is you want from that person. What is it you want in your life from that person? Why do you want to make that person more real? Why do you want to connect more richly, more deeply with that person?
Okay.
All right? Now you have to think about that, because sometimes people want someone to come into their life to do stuff for them. Clear and simple. I want somebody to take care of me. Well, your reality is already doing that. But then you can manifest somebody to come into your life who will take over some of that function. But you've got to be really clear, because the mind will look at it from a point of a needy child. I want this person to come in here and fulfill this function in my life. And that can slide into manipulation. The mind can get onto it, and you can have problems with it. You can have creations of codependencies and distorted bondings. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So what you want to do is really look at, why do you choose for this particular person to be real in your life? And also realize that what you see is, we're talking about love. Love comes in different forms. Sometimes love comes, if you notice for children, love can come in the form of just simple attention. If you get attention, you feel love. So there's sometimes money is a love substitute. It comes in that way as well. But if you can remember that it's really love, then you don't get lost in the illusion part of it and get trapped by beliefs and limiting ideas around money and relationships and things like that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time looking at the negative attractions in relationship, but it's this sense of there's too much for me. I want to focus on some things, and I would like other people in my life to focus on others, and we come together and share. I like the sharing part, but I try and put that together with the making someone real in your reality, and. My mind spins off into. So a starting point, please.
Okay. A starting point is, who do you choose to be more real for you in your reality?
Okay.
And why? Why do you choose these people to be real? And as soon as you choose, okay, I have choose for this reason, and I understand and I see myself and I see why I'm doing this choice, but this is this person I want to have more real. I want to be more connected to. Then start practicing loving that person.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And it doesn't matter, you know, what type of relationship you have, whether it's a, a lover or a business associate or just, you know, somebody in a store. It just doesn't matter.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Hello, Galaxis. My name is Elizabeth.
Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you. I found out by nature, this is what I'm going to do for a living, that I'm a film, a motion picture or film producer.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm a writer. I didn't know I could write, and I write and do very well. So keeping this in mind, I have one obstacle, which is huge. I'm scared of people, especially women, and I am so scared that I let people trample me or trample on me, and I can't defend myself, and people are mocking me, and I don't know what's going on. And in the meantime, I'm very ambitious, and I'm going to have to change in order to do the kind of work I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say on that?
All right. Well, you have a belief in your reality that you are a magic that you are anticipating. And the magic that you're anticipating is what we call a negative magic, right? A magic that there are going to be people that, women in particular, that are not only are not going to be supportive, they're going to attack you, they're going to diminish you, or somehow in some way they're going to hurt you. Okay? And so you have a belief, all right? Now, if when you are taking action towards what it is you choose to do, that you let your mind remind you of all of your quote-unquote pattern, to remind you of your fears, right, then what happens is the manifestation of your film producing, of your success in writing, and so on, which you're aiming towards, that as a goal in your life track, is moved. That goal is shifted, and you're moved over to another life track in which you're going to have to deal with this issue, because you anticipate it, you expect it. So your reality, loving you as it does, says, okay, dear one, if that's the way you see it, we'll have to send you some really nasty women. So the point is, as we were telling to dear Kevin, is that every day when you are doing your thing, and you do need to take action towards the film producing, action towards the writing. You need to take some kind of physical action towards it. As you do so, you've got to be aware of the time in your mind that you spend in the fear of what has not yet manifested, as opposed to what you desire to experience on the other end. So you need to spend some time, of course, if you wish to do this, but you need to spend some time imagining what life would be like if you were successful, having a good time, and the women that were around you were loving, supportive, and fun to be with. What would that feel like if you felt empowered, fully empowered and safe around women? You've got to go imagine it. You've got to fantasize about it. You've got to step into the fantasy and feel what that would feel like. And then tell your reality, listen, reality, this is what I choose instead. And spend more time paying attention to that feeling than paying attention to the fear. You've been there, done that with the fear about, you've had horrendous experiences with women. It's time for you to give it up if you wish. This is an illusion. See, the thing is that if you are not right now having a whole bunch of women bearing down on you, messing you up, pulling the rug out from under you, hurting you, diminishing you, criticizing you, judging you, attacking you, then what you're doing, if you fear them, is that you're creating them. You're calling your reality, say, I believe this is to be true, that these women are going to do this. And the reality says, all right, I'll line up your reality so you get those. That's what you are focusing on. So look at the amount of time you focus on that and the amount of time you focus on what it'll be like when it's natural for you to be happy, to be successful, and to have safe relationships with women. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to take some discipline because you've been listening to your mind and your mind has been running you around ragged with fear. It's been running you, it's given you the total excuse to not be successful. Because if you try to be successful, every time I've tried to be successful, some woman has slammed me and knocked me down. Okay. So is your reality? Do you want to continue that? Well, yes. I'm afraid that the women are going to be like that. And the reality says, oh, okay, yes, you do want to continue that. Okay, we'll set it up for you. So what you want to do, focus on how it feels like if that is not in your life. Do you have any idea what that would feel like? To be able to look at your future and anticipate you're going to have loving, caring, supportive women in your life? What does that feel like? What would that be like? You're going to have to stretch some and imagine, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay?
Yeah.
But that's what you've got to do. You've got to shift your attention. You're the creator. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you're creating women who are going to hurt you, or you're creating women who are going to love and support you. It's your creation. The bottom line is, where do you put your attention? Where do you put your focus? On the problem or on the solution? And your reality will say, wherever you put your attention, that I will give you. If you want to work on this problem some more, I'll give you some more interesting examples to work with. I'll give you a woman who does something no other women have done so far. I'll give you a woman who will do something that's just totally out of the blue. You just never could imagine it.
Because I'd be interested.
What's that?
I would be interested of examples because I know it would help me.
Well, you have plenty of examples in your history, dear one.
No, so, but women who could are be totally accomplished and that were not hurt but by other women.
Okay. Well, know that there are those women out there. There are. There are women who are totally accomplished and beloved by other women. Okay. Now, if you want to look at a woman who's totally accomplished and beloved, look at Louise Hay. Okay? Now, you know what your mind's going to say? Say, but she's so accomplished and I'm not there yet. It's easy once you're accomplished for people to love you and to be nice to you because you're accomplished. See, what you really need is something for you to imagine women to be loving and supportive to you before you're fully accomplished. Do you understand?
Yes.
That's the critical piece. You'll find women who are accomplished and that are beloved. You'll find those if you go searching for it. But what will work best for you would be for you to imagine, what would it be like for me? That brings the reality and the creation home to you. Right? It's good to go out there and find some examples because then you say, okay, then it is possible. But your mind's going to convince you it's only possible for other people, not for you. So you have to imagine what's possible for you. Don't fall for the mind. It's going to trick you. You understand?
Yes.
All right. So you're going to have to stretch your imagination and feel what it is. What would it be like? How would it feel to be safe around women? Just what would that feel like? Do you feel safe around men?
Safer than with women.
Right. Okay. What if you felt safer with women than you do with men right now? What would that feel like? Choose it.
Good. Very good.
It would feel very good. So choose that.
Okay.
And keep focusing on that. Keep focusing on that and saying, magic, that's what I want. And start looking for it. Start looking for women who will support you, women who will be kind to you, women who will love you. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, Genesis.
You're very welcome.